Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
I just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're delighted. You're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we've got a listen line. I'll share that with you. A new listen line. And this one should work better. I heard that some of you get disconnected while listening to the previous lines. Here's the new listen line number. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. One more time, 605-562-4080. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, USAPreparers.com. Trevor's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
Today it's above freezing. It's a rainy day here, which we really do need in North Texas. We're in a severe drought in this area. So we're appreciating the rain and appreciating the warmth. And for most of the week, we're going to be, you know, hovering around 70. So can't complain.
You know, I was thinking about the economy. Yeah, it's all muddy here. I mean, it's just been, we've had snow and it's melted over the weekend, and we have nothing but mud, and it's a mess. But I guess that's better than a drought, right? I was thinking about the economy. So when I wanted to buy signs for the Get Prepared Expo, you remember those yellow signs that we buy, that yellow and black, and they say Get Prepared Expo? They've got the date, say Cowan Civic Center, and we have our volunteers put them up all over the Ozarks. Well, I decided that maybe I should try to buy them locally. Let me try one more time. Maybe I can get them, you know, close to being competitive. So I called a sign company, and they said, we don't do that. We supply the materials to the companies that make the signs, so it's okay. I asked them for who they sell their material to so I could buy the signs from them. And I called these two companies, and one company said that they'd get back to me, and they called me back, and they said, we can do them for... Now, these are 18 by 24 inches. Okay, they're small. They look like those signs that politicians hurt your eyes with, you know, that say, vote for me, because, you know, I'll do the least amount of damage, you know, those kind of signs. Well, one company said they could do them for $9 a piece. I said, $9 each. That's three times what I normally pay for them. I said, wow, you can get them that cheap. Hey, tell us where you get them. We'll get them there, too. I said, yeah, right. Let me get back to you. So I called a company in Springfield, Missouri. And they called me back. And they said, we can do them for $20 a piece. I said, let me see if I got this right. 20 times 100 signs. That's $2,000, right? I said, yeah. I said, okay. Well, I'm used to paying $3 a piece for these. Wow, that's great. Here's what I'm saying. It's really hard sometimes to do business locally. even if you want to. I mean, and why should we have to pay more? Give me a reason why we should have to pay more to buy something locally. I bought them from Florida. It's like 1,200 miles away. Had them shipped here for one-third the price of the lowest cost locally that I could get them for. Top quality signs. And not only that, they printed them and shipped them out the next business day. I got them here in less than a week during the snowstorm. Yeah. Juno Signs, J-U-N-O, Signs. And that's where I got them in Florida. They've been taking care of us for years. John, the point is, it's really hard to buy locally. It really is. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it's, you know, not just the sign industry. There's all kinds of, you know, areas that it's almost impossible to compete in now. The barriers to entry are so horrific. I've seen interviews with, I think it was executives from like Microsoft, Apple, and Home Depot, where they've made the comment that if they had to try to start their businesses today in today's regulatory environment, that they couldn't do it. So when you're a little guy trying to start a business, your costs are so prohibitive, and you have to pass those costs on to the customer, and that makes it tough.
Yeah, but the difference between $3 and $20, and the $3 was shipped, the $20 I have to go pick them up. Unbelievable.
All I can say is the company you're buying from probably has that kind of volume where they can, you know, mass produce these and do it at a lower cost than what these local shops can do.
Well, you know, the guy's name is Tran, T-R-A-N. That's his last name. He goes by his last name. And he said, you know, I call him up, and I call the guy who actually is the printer. He's the shipping guy. He's the shipping department. He's the printing department. He's like a one-man band. And he's able to do everything I need. Sends me the email, says, okay, here's the proof. Is this good? I go, Tran, can you change this and this and take that period out? Yep, good. How's this? Good. Perfect. Print it, please. Thank you. And then they're printed and shipped the next day. And the rest of us here in the Ozarks, boy, it's you know, it seems to me, John, and I've said this before, I really don't like doing business in Springfield, Missouri. I really don't. There are a few businesses I like, but the government is so oppressive in Springfield, Missouri, that it's difficult. So if you go to a store in Springfield, it's almost like you say, how much is this? And they'll say, how much money do you have? We'll take it all. I mean, that's kind of what it's like. And I object to it. I really do. So when people say to me, hey, Vinny, how come you don't have the expo in Springfield, Missouri? Are you kidding? Those are the same guys that the expo hall called the police on us. The expo hall called the health department on us. It's like the government calling the government on us. And we're the customer. That's why I don't do business in Springfield. That, and even if things went well, they would still charge us about 30% tax on the bill. 30% tax, and I'm not kidding. Sales tax, community development tax, these other taxes. That's why we don't have our event in Springfield, Missouri. That's why we have it at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri, where they don't do that to us. They don't call the Board of Health on us. They don't call the police on us. They actually like us. We've got a meetup tonight at 4:45 at Jimmy's Egg, and I'll be bringing these signs that were printed by the Juno Sign Company, my favorite sign company, in Florida. And we'll be passing them out, and our volunteers will put them all over the Ozarks. And they'll say, Get Prepared Expo, the date, and how to contact us. So that's tonight. I'll be on stage tonight. I'll talk about the news, my take on the news. We'll be passing out the signs. I'll give you the update, the schedule, and the inside information about the Get Prepared Expo. By the way, I got a call early this morning as a news update, and I got a call from Sam Bushman of Liberty News Radio, and he said that a network that we both happened to broadcast on, Republic Broadcasting, was not on the air. So I did a little bit of research, made some calls, did some testing, and in fact, they were not on the air. And I tracked down why. I talked to the network owner, John Stadtmiller, and there's a problem that he has been resolving, and they should be on the air within the hour. So for those of you who listen to this broadcast on Republic Broadcasting, and you're wondering, or you listen to Sam Bushman, you're wondering what happened, they will be back on the air in about an hour. So that's Republic Broadcasting Network. John, there's a serious post about dog owners. I'm looking at it right now, and it says dog owners, this is the Daily Mail, dog owners describe horror of watching their pets suffer violent seizures, kidney failure, even death after eating Purina Beneful food. And that there's a lawsuit against Purina that alleges that it contains lethal toxins. And owners claim that pets have suffered seizures and kidney failures as a result of eating this dog food. And so I've seen this. Not necessarily Purina, but there's a company called Menu. They make dog food in Canada. Or it's a Canadian company. And they have a whole bunch of brands. And one of our dogs died as a result of eating dog food. And it wasn't just ours. There were a whole bunch of them. And the death that we saw was just like this. Seizures and a dog, I mean, within hours. Literally within hours. So it says violent seizures, kidney failure, dramatic weight loss, vomiting, in some cases death. These horrific and heartbreaking health problems that dog owners claim pet food line Purina Beneful is having on their beloved animals. They say that the dogs have suffered symptoms such as internal bleeding, dehydration, liver failure after eating it. And some have seen the dogs pass away in front of them just hours later. That's what I saw. That was back in the 90s. With our golden retriever. Okay, so word to the wise, you may want to be very careful about the dog food that you eat. And if you see your dog is getting sick, you might want to change the dog food immediately. You know? And what are we going to do about this? You know, are we going to let these companies get away with killing our animals, members of our family? I'm not. We'll be right back. So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked the news tab. And would you take us through today's class, please?
Yes, let's start off down in the preparedness section because I don't want us to run out of time for these. And the first one, the link says, found dead and naked in a field. And this story is actually from here in the Metroplex. And this happened back in January, and I was watching this on the local news. They found this mother and her 13-month-old daughter naked in a field. They were dead. Their car was about 200 yards away. And the report came out, and this was just published like 3 days ago, that the official cause of death is hypothermia. Now, assuming that this wreck happened the night before, because I can't find where the actual date of death was, but it was discovered on January 13th, so the night before, the low for that day was like 35 degrees, so it wasn't even freezing. And she was just a few miles from her destination, like 5 miles away. So even when you're driving in a Metroplex, and she was driving in an area, her car ran off the road for some reason into this field and crashed, she wasn't prepared enough to stay warm. And because of that, hypothermia set in. And what happens to some people when they get hypothermic, they feel like they're burning, and they'll take their clothes off. And that's why they ended up being found dead and naked in a field.
Yeah. And one of the things that we have in our vehicles is we carry blankets. Blankets, water, freeze-dried food, and other things. John, we don't think about this enough. We don't think about what could happen. I mean, if I drive from the farm to Springfield, let's say it's 50 to 60 miles, I'll be coming back at night, typically. I make the trip count. I just don't run an errand and, you know, spend 10 minutes in Springfield and then race right back. I try to make the trip count and make multiple stops and get the things that we need. We have supplies, water, equipment to defend ourselves, knives. I'm sure that if the newspaper were to report on us, you know, the police report would say something like, you know, Vincent Fidelli had an arsenal in his car. He had, you know, a couple knives, magazines, handgun, you know, extra cartridges, flashlight, food, blanket, water. You know, sounds like he was on the run. Right? I mean, couldn't they say that? Sounds like he was on the run. You know, he was equipped to be gone for months. He had some water. He had a flashlight, extra batteries, a couple knives, handgun. Boy, lots of bullets, right? Or lots of cartridges. Well, these are all normal things to carry with us. It's not too different from what I might have on a four-wheeler riding around the farm. But we suggest that you consider what would happen if you were stranded out there at night, overnight, and it were snowing. And let me give you an example, John. Our son was coming back from St. Louis, who's heading west, and it was snowing. He had my vehicle, it's all-wheel drive. And there was a Greyhound bus that was going too fast, slid off the road, caused a chain reaction. Tractor trailers were smashed, and there's a lot of vehicles involved in front of him. The interstate was shut down. Then behind him, there were more accidents. He was trapped in the middle of all this. Couldn't move. Couldn't move because they had the cheese grater to prevent you from getting out of the way. So he was, you know, he was not involved in the crashes. But he had to sit there for hours and hours and hours and hours because the cops wouldn't let anybody move because there are propane tanks all over the interstate. Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So John Reagan's with us, and he brought up a really, really important point about traveling in your vehicle. And I just want to finish this for a few seconds, John. So when our son was traveling on the interstate between St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri, there was a massive pileup in front of him. And the roads were icy and snowy. It was like 10 degrees out. And there was a truck with some propane tanks, and they spread out all over the interstate, these propane tanks. And so the cops were there, and the cops said, okay, can't go forward because there's a wreck in front of you, lots of vehicles. There's a wreck behind you, you can't back up. And we have a cheese grater between the east and westbound lanes of the highway, so this is to protect you from getting out of the way, from danger. So we're all trapped here. And because there were propane tanks, no one was allowed to let their engines run. So even though our son had plenty of fuel in his tank, and we'd try not to let our tanks run below a half, you know, in this kind of weather, even though he was prepared for it, they couldn't run his engine. But he was all right because he had blankets and water and food, and he was good for, you know, several days of camping out. However, how many others do you think were in the same position our son was in, where they didn't have blankets and they didn't have enough clothing to keep them warm? Why should they? Because they were in their vehicles, right? Well, our system has engineered a way of trapping you should there be an accident in front of you. And I believe that the people who have engineered these cheese graters to prevent you from getting out of harm's way, getting into those grassy medians, they should all be fired. Every single one of them. So, let me tell you another little story. So we have this 1999 ML320. It's a little Mercedes truck SUV. It's got a whole quarter of a million miles on it or more. And I wanted to buy some tires for it. I knew I'd need them in about 6 months or a year or so. Found them on sale. Bought them from the tire rack. Had them delivered here. And they've been on the property. But the wheels and tires that are on the ML right now are good enough to still use for several thousand more miles. Well, I found on Craigslist 4 perfectly good, used, original equipment ML320 wheels for $100. So I bought them. And I thought, okay, this is great because I can switch between tires that have a lot of tread on them, brand new, for ice and snow, and tires that have a little less tread on them for, you know, when the weather's nice. You know, why waste the good tread? For $100, I could get wheels. So I call up my tire guy, the guy who does all our tire changing and balancing in the area, and he said, Vinny, I can't do it. My machine's broken. I'll have it, it'll be up in, you know, a little less than a week. I'll be back in business. Here's the point. The point is, even though I had the wheels and the tires, I still couldn't get them changed because I was dependent on someone who had a machine, and his machine was broken. He was depending on someone who could send him the parts to fix his machine, and the parts hadn't gotten in yet. So, John, we really do need to prepare for everything, and it's so complex. That's the point. That's the point. But you need to think through what could happen, and it just might happen. Back to you.
Next up in the preparedness section, we've been talking about this low-tech hydroponics setup that Mike Adams has put together. You know, no electricity required, no pumps. And this latest article, he went to go look at his lettuce and found that it wasn't there. And so he set up a trap, baited it, and if you see the picture online, he says that, you know, this trap is like, you know, 6 inches high. So this rodent, he looks pretty well fed, say the least. Mm-hmm. He's big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the point of this I wanted to make is that even if you're doing something like hydroponics where you have more control over the environment, your food is still a threat from animals. Mm-hmm. And if you go outside, plant a garden like my in-laws do, they live out in the country near, you know, a national forest, a lot of times most of their garden goes to feeding the deer.
Mm-hmm. John, even if you don't want to feed some of the animals, they still find things to eat around your property. For example, we have an old Mercedes 1983 mechanically fuel-injected diesel car. And we left it in the barn, protected from the rain. And the mice got under the hood, and they ate the wiring. Literally, they chewed through the copper wiring, the wiring harnesses, and they made a nest with it. They literally chewed it and carried it and made a pile with some grass and some straw, some weeds. They made a nice nest out of it. Now, fortunately, it's all color-coded, so I could put it all back together with new wire. But they'll even eat things that you don't want them to eat, even things that are not edible, they seem to want to eat. So some of these rodents can be quite a nuisance. But I'd rather have them than not have them. I'd just rather have them be someplace else. And you're right. We do need, you know, and going forward, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because there'll be less for them to eat. And they'll be more courageous. So that's a really good point.
Now, what he did is he took him and released him several miles away. And I can't blame him. I probably would do the same thing. But these are normal times.
Right.
When it gets to be survival times, you can't afford to put that kind of time and energy into saving the life of a rodent.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, you know, if you want to protect your crops, you're going to have to dispatch some animals.
Yeah, we had an armadillo kill one of our chickens, and so you know, he killed the chicken. So I caught the armadillo and I gave him the chicken they just killed, and I put him in a plastic garbage can, and I took him a couple miles down the road or a mile down the road where he wouldn't be bothering us nor anybody else, and I let him have the chicken because he would have starved to death without it. And so that's what we do. So I understand what Mike Adams did.
And in addition to that, just in normal times, if you're raising your own food, the weather is threatening to your crops too. You can have a late or early frost. You could have a hailstorm in the middle of the growing season. So it's important to have food storage just in case your crop gets wiped out.
Okay. This winter, we've lost half of our orchard. We've lost half of our orchard due to freezing rain, breaking the limbs, and some of our young orchard trees dying. So literally, we've lost half of our orchard. So you're right. So even if you do everything right, or you think you do, the weather can wipe you out, literally. So so the peach trees, apple trees, cherry trees, pear trees, they're gone. So we start over. How long does it take to have good fruit-bearing trees? Oh, about 7 years. I'll be 70. By the time we have fruit on those trees, and to do it right, we're going to dig big holes with the backhoe, we're going to loosen up the soil, we're going to put the best soil we can in there, in those holes, and we're going to plant the best, you know, the best species of trees we can. It's not easy. I mean, we thought we had an orchard, and we did, until this year. And it's mostly wiped out. So we're building another garden, another raised bed garden. We got about 400 and something blocks, 12-inch deep blocks, and we planted them last summer. And we're going to have a garden, a bigger garden, this summer. And we're just keep working at it until it works out really well. And it's not easy. It really isn't easy. So if you want to learn how to build a raised bed garden, and come to the Get Prepared Expo, and you'll meet Len Pence, and he'll teach you how to do it. Len Pence's seminar will be standing room only. It always is. Everybody wants to learn how to grow a garden because you're going to have to. You're going to have to. And John, you know, what do you think about the superstorms that we've had on the East Coast that shut down transportation, food supplies, shelves are bare, power down, water mains breaking, water lines breaking. Caused a lot of problems, didn't it?
And those problems are with the rest of the country relatively intact.
Right. Where the spare parts are allegedly in place, where you can get the spare parts, should they be able to be delivered to you. Yep. You know, I'm finding I'm buying more and more used things, John. Literally, I'm buying more and more used equipment because I think the quality of the used equipment is better than the quality of the new equipment. I was thinking about this. I have a tractor. It's around a 1974 model. It's a Ford tractor. It's called a 3000 model. It's about 47 horsepower, three-cylinder diesel. It's currently worth about $3,500, $3,500, maybe $4,500, depending on condition. And I was thinking this weekend about that. It's about one-tenth the value of a brand-new tractor of that size, one-tenth. So a new one might be $35,000 or $45,000. And my thought was, I wonder which one would last longer starting right now. The one that I've got with, I don't know, 4,000 hours on it versus the brand new one starting up with 0 hours. Which one would last longer? We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Captain John Reagan's with us, and I just posted on the website the article about the horror of watching pets suffer violent seizures, kidney failure, and even death after eating Purina Beneful food. So if you want to learn more about that, just go to USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. By the way, there's another way to get to USA Prepares. It's just go to GetPreparedExpo.com, GetPreparedExpo.com. Back to you, John Reagan.
Now, the last link I have for preparedness, squirrel logic, maybe it should be squirrely logic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're preparing for when the poop hits the props, and you think about, what am I going to eat? What's an alternative food source? And you start listing things, you know, deer, squirrel, fish, you know, things you can go out and get from nature. Well, we've talked about it before. There's over 300 million people in America and a little over 30 million deer. So roughly one deer for every 10 people. That is not going to last long. But you think, okay, squirrels are smaller. There's a lot more of them. So we'll do that. Now, I have not tried to fact check this article, but I'm assuming the guy's facts are correct. And he's saying that in an urban area, you have about 5 or 6 squirrels per acre and about 2 per acre in rural areas. Each squirrel is about 540 calories, I believe is what he says. And if you add that up, in the city, you've got 2,750 calories of squirrel per acre. And in a 2,000-calorie-a-day diet, that does not feed many people for very long. So if you're planning on living off the land, you may have to plan a bit more than what you have.
Yeah, okay, and I agree with that. And what about how do you catch the squirrels? Do you catch them with a trap? Do you catch them, or do you shoot them with a .22 long rifle? And if you're going to shoot them, it's really hard to get .22 long rifle cartridges right now. And it has been for quite some time. That's just one more thought. So you can blame who for, who's causing this ammo problem? We never used to have an ammo problem, right? And I know they don't use 22 long rifles in Iraq or Afghanistan. So where are they going? And the cops aren't shooting us with 22s. They're using, and that's another thing. That's another thing. You know, I remember Mayor Bloomberg, I remember Mayor Bloomberg of New York City saying he was really angry about these cop killer bullets. You know, the ones that go right through the body armor. What the heck kind of bullets are the cops using? They're using fragmenting bullets. The ones that when they enter us, they go everywhere. You're sure to die when you get hit with a bullet that's shot by a cop. So they don't want cop killer bullets, but they want we the people killing bullets. Where are all these cartridges going? Just about everybody I know believes that the government is buying them up and keeping them off the market so we can't have them. So, John, you're right. If we're going to go hunt squirrel, it's going to be tough. If we're going to fish, you know, there's not an infinite supply of fish. There's not an infinite supply of squirrel, rabbit, deer. So, class, you really need to think about where your food supply is going to come from. And I suggest you consider getting a farm right now. Wow. Power goes fast with John Reagan. I can't believe it. John Reagan, I'm going to try very hard to mute my mic for the next hour when we come back. Tell you what, John, here's how I'll do it. I'm going to mute my mic from right now for as long as I can. So will you bring us back at the top of the hour?
Just make sure the engineer turns me up.
Well, he knows. He knows how to do it. He knows right now. John Reagan's okay. Running the show from here on. I'll just sit in the background if he needs me. Captain John Reagan, the financialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. I will be in the background, and my controls will be off.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.